Well, I think you've been difficult this week.
A little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you have been. You've been a bit of a menace. In fact, we've got proof of that because we're going to go and have a listen to a Week in Review.
A week of reveals on Kennedy Malloy. Mick revealed some of his phobias.
Maggie, you're a cockophobia.
Oh, yeah?
Fear of cooking.
Yes, you do. In fact, as I go through this list, I'm teeing up.
You've got most of them.
You've got autophobia, fear of being alone. Oh, that's already happened.
I am happy being alone. Cacophobia.
What's that?
Fear of ugliness, which is why I only date hot chicks.
Manu revealed a surprisingly deep hatred for Aussie cuisine.
Is that a particularly Australian dish, a prawn cocktail?
I don't think Australia should be on the map for that, mate.
Oh, hey. Hey, put him up.
Even the pavlova doesn't belong
to
you.
What's wrong with a lamington? What's wrong with a lamington?
Put him up, baby.
A lamington. Get out. Take your profiteroles and get out.
Queensland revealed emoji number plates.
Cops calling it in. Oh, I'm following ICB 674.
Eggplant.
And Winx revealed something we all know. She's a true champion.
I shall not bury the champ. Once again, she's haughty and imperious.
Wow. Did he say she's horny?
She's haughty. No.
Oh,
she's haughty and imperious.
That's funny.
Which is, funnily enough, is on your Tinder profile.
I beg your pardon.
It is.
Jane revealed a pretty sharp tongue.
Oprah is afraid of chewing gum.
Well, if she chewed more gum, just saying.
Whoa!
And Mick revealed the most Googled questions about Jane.
Is Jane Kennedy still alive?
Jane, that's not very nice.
Where is Jane Kennedy now? What is Jane Kennedy worth? How old is Jane Kennedy?
You'll never know.
You guys revealed what happens at baby showers.
The most interesting game that I've ever played at a baby shower is called Put the Baby Back.
Now, you might have to elaborate.
Okay, what happens?
It was like a board with a pair of legs painted on it with a hole in the middle and you had to throw a doll back through the hole.
Oh, so it's like a women's version of darts.
And you revealed some of the excuses you've heard for cheating.
His excuse was that he wanted to make sure he wasn't gay. basically, it was like a test run to make sure it wasn't anything wrong with my private parts. It was everyone, you know.
Eric Banner revealed why we won't be seeing Poirot the movie anytime soon.
To be honest, I don't get sent as many comedies, surprisingly enough. I don't get sent as many comedies as I do psychopaths.
And Mick and Jane revealed their dedication to getting it right.
Kennedy Malloy.
Coming up in the next hour.
Sorry, I cut you off.
We'll have to come
back. Feels quite good.
Let's start again.
Okay.
You go first, though. Okay.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Coming up.
What I was going to say.
But the biggest reveal this week, that Mick thought he had Hugh Jackman's measure. Tell me, do you
want to go? It's not how I would have done it. It was a bit try hard. It was a bit needy.
Try hard?
Mate, I would have been out there with a certain restrained power.
You?
I'm a singer. You got my wind beneath my wings there, I think.
Oh, no. Did you ever know? Oh, what's that?
Ouch. I nailed emotion.
Interesting phrasing.
You're no Bette Midler, let's be honest.
Cop that, Jackman. And everything I'd like to
be. The hair on the back of my neck stood up.
Thank you, Jenny.
In fright?
That's a good thing, isn't it?